I'm pretty sure that we're all across the theory that handled well, responded to well, suffering becomes a powerful force in shaping our character for good. But when it comes to our own suffering, the theory and the practice, they couldn't be further apart. Hi, I'm Bernie Dimet and welcome again to Fresh. The problem with a theory is that it's rational. It lives in your mind, while suffering attacks your emotions, your heart. That's why we struggle to apply what we believe to be true by faith amidst our suffering. Many times in our life, we have to overcome obstacles, stains upon our soul deep within, and assaults that come from out there somewhere. Have you noticed how alone you feel during that process of overcoming? Doubt creeps in. Others don't understand what you're going through, and you feel powerless. What if I told you that right in that place, you're experiencing one of the greatest opportunities that God will ever hand you? Romans chapter 8, beginning at verse 35. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it's written, for your sake we are being killed all day long. We're accounted as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. The Apostle Paul was experiencing unimaginable suffering, his life constantly under threat as he wrote those words. Can you imagine you writing that in his situation? But he did, because it was in that place that he discovered that nothing, nothing could separate him from the love of Christ. He discovered in his own experience, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. That's God's word, fresh for you today. And that's what the Lord wants for you. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's Word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.